This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House impeachment case against Donald Trump has been delivered to the U.S. Senate, which will open its trial against the former president early next month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
As is tradition, House prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the upper chamber to deliver the article of impeachment against Donald Trump. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the lead impeachment manager, reads aloud the charge.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Citing the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol after Trump urged supporters to fight against election certification, falsely claiming fraud. The article suggests Trump is a danger still to the United States.
Thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office.
But GOP senators, some of whom had indicated they would support impeachment, appear to be backing off now. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Experts say that the trade war between the world's two biggest economies won't be ending just because there's new leadership in the United States. Economists say that President Joe Biden will not confront Beijing right away because he needs to focus on the coronavirus and the economy. However, Biden looks set to renew pressure over trade and technology complaints that prompted President Donald Trump to hike tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017. Negotiators might tone down Mr. Trump's focus on the trade balance and push harder for changes to open China's state-dominated economy, according to economists, but no abrupt tariff cuts or other big changes are expected at this point. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he is very concerned by Moscow's crackdown on opposition leader Alexei Navalny and other actions, but said the United States and Russia need to cooperate on nuclear arms control, speaking after mass arrests of people demonstrating across Russia this weekend against President Vladimir Putin and the jailing of Navalny. Biden said he was very concerned. However, he said that talks on extending the soon-expiring New START nuclear arms treaty also have to be prioritized. Earlier Monday, foreign ministers of the European Union met in Brussels to debate their response to Russia's arrest of the opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, as well as the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release him and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement charging that the U.S. efforts to, in its words, incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he might be able to raise to 150 million his 100-day goal of administering 100 million vaccine shots for the coronavirus. He told reporters it's likely that 1 million or more shots a day will be delivered in about 3 weeks. He also said he is open to negotiating the eligibility requirements of his proposed $1,400 COVID stimulus check to Americans, a nod to lawmakers who have said they should be more targeted to lower incomes. Over 30 new National Health Service vaccination centers have opened up across England as a drive to accelerate immunizations continues. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The government says vaccination of the most vulnerable groups, organised by the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, will be completed by the middle of February. In Mansfield, senior operations manager Nina Marshall says it's been a massive endeavour getting inoculation sites like hers up and running so swiftly.
It's a very complex programme in that we need to be able to get the vaccine supply, we need to have the workforce to do it, and hopefully we'll be delivering in excess of 20,000 a week.
So far, Britain has vaccinated over 6 million people. Charles de la Desma, London.
European governments appear to be split over whether to introduce so-called vaccine passports. Tourist-dependent southern member states of the bloc are touting them as a possible way to reopen international borders and encourage a resumption of travel. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.